And there was an explosion in composers in England creating English madrigals from the sonnet. Meteoric popularity around the year 1600, 20 years either side of that date. Lots and lots happened, lots that we've no idea what they were, but some got published in collections, which is most of the ones that survived. And then after that, they vanished. Probably due to political and religious changes at the time, but it's quite a short period in the history of music. We'd like to kick off with a song by John Dowden, and Fine Knacks for Ladies. The strap line is, we're selling in a market stall, and don't all my wares be trash, my heart is true.
Next for ladies, cheap choice, brave and true. Who'll penny worse that money cannot move? I keep her fair, but for the fair to view, a beggar may be liberal of love. Though my wares be trash, the heart is true.
Which was handy because Sir Thomas Kitson had a house in London. And he spent a lot of time there chatting up the music publishers in London, and quite a few of his madrigals were published in collections. So we've got a lot of Wilby songs that are available to us today. And we'd like to start off with a Adieu, Sweet Amaryllis. For since to part your will is, here for me is no biding. It's sad.
Adieu, sweet Amaryllis.
for love is a walking sprite. Thus saith my Clara is bright when we of love sit down at night together. seems probable that he came from northwest of England, born about 1580, quite late in the thing. His music shows a great deal of influence from the works of Thomas Morley, who we don't have the scene, but again, very popular composer. And he produced a volume of 17 madrigals for four voices, which is why a lot of his songs survived. And this is probably the slowest and saddest song of all of them. Weep, O mine eyes. Alas, these your spring tides, methink, increase not. When begin you to swell so high that I may drown me in you? And it's thought to be a homage to John Dowland's song, Flow My Tears. Thomas Morley, we know a little about, born in Norwich, sang as a chorister, studied with William Byrd, became an organist at St Paul's Cathedral. His madrigals, they say, are light and quick moving in comparison with the more sombre songs of England. This is April is in my mistress' face, within her bosom is September, but in her heart old December. What image of true death and close up these my
Sussex musicians, we've got all these great performers. We're going to have some refreshments in a second. Meantime, look at your programme. Saturday, April the 12th, concert, as well as our AGM. Don't go, oh God, it's the AGM on your day. Do come. It's your club. You have to have your say. Yep. So hope to see you all then. Okay. Refreshments.